Well, Mike Riche is awful tickled with himself here this morning. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie with my son and co-host, Romy Romero. Mike Riche, our broadcast engineer. All I can see through the glass, he's just laughing and laughing. He tickled himself with something here.
I just like listening to you sing over this. It just seems so out of place. It cracks me up.
You don't like my singing?
Oh, I love it. Oh. I love it. It puts me back in church back in the day. Mr. Smith was behind us, and you're like, oh, I can't stay on tune with this guy behind me.
Yeah, they've actually asked me at church. They don't even hand me a hymnal. They just say, welcome, Mr. Romero. You can sit over there. And there's never a hymnal in that chair. I just hum along. Welcome to Rosie on the House, 29-year Arizona weekend tradition. Every Saturday morning we show up. We're into our fourth hour this morning. And I promised y'all we're going to be talking about one of the questions I'm asked more often all week long for the last 30 years is, Rosie, how much is this project going to cost me? And I can tell you, I actually had lunch yesterday with an old friend who's coming back into the remodeling industry. And they wanted to visit with me about, Rosie, when you meet with people, what kind of ballpark figures do you give them? How do you even get them into the right arena? And I said, oh, it's easy. Go to their house, make an appointment, go to their house, find out what they want to do. If they're comfortable sharing their budget with you, just multiply the budget times two. And that's probably about where the job's going to come in. So we have brought in, by special request on the phone, the editor-in-chief of a national trade publication, Remodeling Magazine, that publishes a report every year that they call the Cost Versus Value Report. Listening audience, friends of Rosie on the House, let me introduce you to Mr. Craig Webb, as I say, editor-in-chief of Remodeling Magazine, who's joining us from the East Coast, Washington, D.C. area. Mr. Webb, thanks a million for taking time for us.
It's great to be on the show, Rosie.
Man. So cost versus value. You know, as I was rummaging through my closet the other day, I actually found what I think is the first cost versus value report y'all ever did. And I keep it around just for comical reading about what projects cost back then.
Yes, we've been out there for several decades now. It predates me, but I believe it was around 1987, 1988 that we did
it
our
was.
First one.
It was. And our company was born in 1988. I think it was 88 was the first one I got. Anyway, let's talk about what the cost versus value report is and what kind of guide it can serve our listeners.
Yes, it really does examine both the cost and the value of doing a project. What we do is we have a nationally recognized firm examine the cost of having a professional remodeler do any of 29 different common remodeling projects around the house, and we compare how that price changes for doing that project in 99 different markets in the United States. And these include things like a standard kitchen remodel, a bathroom remodel, adding insulation, remodeling the basement, and the like. And then we go to real estate professionals in each of those 99 markets, and we tell them what we're doing, and we say, if somebody were to do that project and you were to sell the house within a year of when that project was completed, how much would that project add to the cost of the house, the price of the house that you could sell? So then we compare the original cost to what it does to increase the value, and that gives us what you might call a bang for the buck ratio, an investment ratio. And so that's how we do both cost versus value.
You know, one of the ways we use it, and I actually got this from a friend of mine in the industry, he says, you know, we introduce our clients to the cost versus value report, kind of comparing it to the Kelly's Blue Book. If you were going to buy a used car, there's this data that tells you, you know, a 10-year-old Ford Mustang should run between this price and this price. So if you're shopping for that car, and let's say that price is $10,000, a fair price for a Mustang in good shape, and someone's trying to sell you that car for $3,000, you should have little internal alarms going off. If they're trying to sell it to you for $20,000, you ought to be asking a lot of questions and have your internal alarms going off. So this friend of mine uses your report in educating the homeowners about, look, this really is kind of our blue book. If you're going to remodel that bathroom, let's take a look at what the data says from 99 different localities across the country and see where we fall.
That's very important, and I like the Kelley Blue Book comparison. There's two things that we've discovered when I talk to remodelers around the country that prove to them that cost versus value is worth their bringing up. The first is that so many people in this country get their ideas on how much things cost from watching reality television.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, they watch Chip and Joanna Gaines or somebody, you know, Flip or Flop or one of those people, and they think that that's what it really costs and that you can get it done for that price in half an hour, and they don't realize the products are donated. They don't realize there's a certain work's not done. Certain things aren't really up to spec. So that warps people's ideas of what's going on. The second thing that happens is we really do stress that these costs that we give are the costs of having a professional remodeler getting a reasonable profit would charge you for the job, not your Uncle Joey who's or a guy who just came in off the street who doesn't have any licenses, doesn't have any experience, what we call chucking a truck. These are the professionals that would charge you for a job, people who would be back and around year after year to help you for a range of remodeling projects.
And y'all divide this between 99 cities, so you have the data brought together as a national average, but then we can break it down by region and our particular market. It's genius.
That's a good example. For example, there is between the highest and most expensive markets to do things, places like San Francisco and Boston and New York, and some of the cheapest markets in the country, like on the Rio Grande border in McAllen, Texas, there can be as much as a 40% difference just in the cost of having the job done.
The same job.
You know, there are taxes and codes and parking fees and cost of labor that all figure into those things. Now, there are other projects for which it's relatively simple. Our attic insulation project, for example, the price of blow-in insulation really doesn't change that much all over the country. So the variations in a job cost there are not as great as, let's say, when you're building a two-story addition, which requires a huge amount of time and labor and planning.
Now, the format is a little bit different of the actual report itself when I got mine in the mail.
It does vary. There are two things we should point out. One is that a lot of other people who do these kinds of estimating services are taking averages of what people are paying for projects across the United States. But the trouble is that none of those projects are the same. What we do is we actually take a theoretical project in which we know exactly what we're going to put into that kitchen, exactly what's going to go into that bathroom, and then we can come up with a much more accurate comparison from place to place to place. When you go to our website, costvsvalue.com, and you want to see the numbers, you can download a report for your market, and it will give you the price differences and the value differences, not just for your market, but also for your census region, like the mountain states for you, as well as the national averages. And you can get it. When you get it, you can see all those things at the same time.
Homeowners, I'm telling you, if y'all have a project in mind, getting to this website and studying the data would be a great starting point for you to start establishing realistic budgets for the different projects that they have listed. Mr. Webb, let's mention again where the consumer, the homeowner, can find this report.
You go to www.costvsvalue.com. you'll see a map of the United States, pick your market. We ask you to tell a few things about yourself, such as whether you're interested in doing a project, and then you can download a file that tells you everything that we're delivering in the report.
There are 29 different projects. You've actually added a couple new ones this year.
Yes. Two of them, I think, that sort of work well for you folks. We've added a backyard patio project involving a flagstone patio, a pergola, lighting, and an outdoor grill. That's one of the two projects. The other project is what we refer to as a universal design bathroom, which is a bathroom that when you're getting older, it allows you to live and stay in that house without having to go to a nursing home. An example of that would be taking out the bathtub and putting in a walk-in shower, raising the height of the toilet, putting in lights, stronger grab bars. So we also have the price on that, which, by the way, is slightly cheaper than doing a regular bathroom remodel, we discovered.
Interesting. And then you take all these costs and you extrapolate it to for the homeowner just to get an assessment. Okay, if I put this much in the house, if I put $10,000 into this particular project, I can expect a return on investment of this. Should I sell or refinance or reappraise the house within the next 12 months?
Correct. And on a national basis, if you took all 29 projects in all 99 metropolitan areas across the United States, the average is about 65% that you get back. So in other words, you don't get back everything you put in on the house. But it really varies dramatically.
It does.
Attic insulation does pay back nationally $1.17 for every dollar you put in, and
well,
in the Phoenix market, it pays $1.36.
And we'll cover more of these returns on investments right after this.